Welcome back to The Ditch. I am your host, Evangelist Chutney Hart. Welcome back to The Ditch for another amazing week. This week, I would like you to grab your Bible, your phone, whatever you have, and quickly turn to a familiar passage of scripture, 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, verse 12. I would like to talk to you about after you've gone through, will you still say yes? 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, verse 12 says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing has happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." I want to talk to you about suffering today. I want to talk to you about these trials that come, these fiery trials that sometimes feel as though some strange thing has happened unto you. Y'all, I was so excited about my 49th birthday. 4 days before my birthday, I found myself in the emergency room just thinking it was a pulled muscle. They're calling degenerative disc disease and just way too much stuff for me. Just life happening as usual. I'm going about a normal day, and now they're telling me all of this negative stuff that I don't want to hear. And even in the midst of all of that, by that night, I found myself having an allergic reaction, a severe allergic reaction to something that I had eaten. So now I know I cannot have imported shrimp. You live and you learn. But in all of that, I was starting to feel overwhelmed. Within a few days, something else happened. Like, when I tell you I was over it, I was over it. But nevertheless, it doesn't change who I am. It doesn't change what God has called me to. And so he reminded me of a message that I preached. And the message essentially talked about Jesus Palm Sunday when he rode into town, knowing that he was riding to pending death. Like, he knew he was getting ready to die. And the topic was, after this, will you still say yes? Oftentimes, we might not be riding into town for death the way Jesus did, the way the Apostle Paul did. But many times, we feel like, you know what I'm saying? Because we're experiencing so many things at one time, and they're happening so quick and so fast till you have all of this flesh that's being stirred. And so you have this wave of emotions and you don't even fully understand. And that's why I love this scripture, because he said, sometimes these fiery trials come as though some strange thing. And the question is, will you still say yes? Today, I get to say, I have learned how to still tell God yes. It has not been an easy process, let me tell you. Sometimes I do feel like Chicken Little, and I feel like, woe is me, the sky is falling. But I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for the Holy Ghost and for the Spirit of God for reassuring me and just reminding me of who I am and what I've been called to. And so I've learned, when I find myself in those places, that you have to have a praise. I'm talking about an undeniable praise. The first time I heard my response, it was by the Williams, and they were singing it. And the funny thing is, I don't really know the song, but I found myself over the course of the last few weeks with all of these things happening, I was in a low place. And my spirit man, y'all, it was like a recorder. And all I could hear was, my response is hallelujah. And then I was, I don't feel like hallelujah. And then it would play it again. If you've never had the experience, baby, keep living. I could hear it again, and it just kept singing, my response is hallelujah. And so I began to go and pull the song up on YouTube, and I was like, oh yeah, that's right, that's how that song goes. But as I listened to it, it became louder and louder and louder, And in listening to it, then my spirit began to change. My flesh had to calm all the way down, and my spirit man just began singing that. So even though I was frustrated, even though I was aggravated, I felt attacked, I was feeling a myriad of emotions, but I began to lift God up. I began to give him praise. I was so happy by the end of the week, I had to catch myself because I don't sing in one tune. I sing in several tunes at one time. And the song had overtaken my spirit so much so, I was just walking around in the hallway singing. And I was like, girl, calm me down a little bit. And so I would catch myself and I would be around people and I would hum the tune. Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. God left us instructions, y'all. He left us information to help walk us through what we're facing, what we're going through. And there are going to be times that things are going to be happening back to back to back to back. But you got to know who you serve. And when you know who you serve, then you can still do stuff that just doesn't make sense. Then you can still lift your hands and tell him thank you. You can still give him glory. You can still give him honor. You can still give him praise. And let me tell you something, that's not easy to do. That is something you have to practice. One of my coworkers always say, practice make permanent. And I believe that the more you practice it, the more it becomes a permanent part of your lifestyle. And you truly learn how to praise him in the bad stuff. And you learn how to praise him in those low places. So after you have gone through all of the things you have gone through, will you still tell God yes? Will you still do what it is that he's telling you to do? I walked that situation out in obedience. And when I tell you, God has been moving for me, he has been moving for me. He has been doing things. He has been blowing my mind. Everyone that's a Facebook friend of mine, y'all know I lost my rabbit mind when I found out I passed my principal's exam. Y'all, I failed that test last year. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna be straight up. I'm a good test taker, and I know I am. So when I failed that test last year by 3 or 4 points, I was devastated. I was so confused. I didn't even understand. I'm like, how did I fail this test? But guess what? It was a part of my process. It was a part of the journey. And this time I was watching the same person that they were telling me to go watch. I watched this lady for 15 minutes and it's like the scales were removed from my eyes. I knew I had it. I took some practice tests and then I would put the book down because I said, there is no way I'm getting this many questions right. And then I wait and I pick the book up and then I get a bunch of them right again and I close the book again. I said, there is no way I'm getting this stuff right, because last year it's like my mind wasn't in a good place because I was dealing with grief. And I thought I was handling it, but the truth is, it was handling me. It was just handling me internally, and I didn't do well. But when I was faced with all of those things before my 49th birthday, and I had these series of events, it was leading up to a ministry assignment, and I went and I completed that assignment. And when I tell you, I put my heart and my soul into that assignment, I did. And I have seen the hand of God move ever since. And I am excited. I'm excited about my future. I am excited about your future. I'm excited about the things that God is doing in spite of everything that's happening in the world, because my confidence is in him. I have no confidence in myself. Be encouraged on this week. I know it gets hot when you're in that fire. But baby, if you just trust God, he gonna bring you through. You gotta give him something to work with though. You can't just sit there and be silent. You gotta open up your mouth and just begin to praise him in the hard place. Begin to give him glory in those hard things, and he will slowly start to strengthen you. And before you know it, you're strong and you're going through it. And the next thing you know, ta-da, God has done it yet again. He has delivered you. Y'all, it is absolutely amazing outside. I am sure by this time next month, you will not catch me outdoors. So make sure you go outside, enjoy some sunshine, get you some free vitamin D. And as always, remember, there is safety just beyond the ditch.